Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. And as we continue to broadcast during my vacation, which I'm always glad to do, but also, folks, I'll remind you of something I told you about yesterday. I'm doing the show on the road, as you know, live on the road over the internet. This is voice over IP. Can you believe that? How does it sound? How's the quality sound? We've done this week for the first time using Skype, which is something that Barbara Weltman might want to add on to a little bit in a minute. Barbara, as you know, folks, is the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2006 and a number of other books, including one on eBay, which has a connection to Skype. And so let's get her in here right now. She's a very, very long-term member of our Brain Trust. She's been with us almost since the beginning, and she's our good friend. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
How about that? We're doing the show over. I'm connecting to my network, I should say, over VoiceOver IP. What do you think?
I think that's great. And you mentioned Skype and eBay. Yeah, eBay owns Skype.
They bought Skype about 6 months ago for about $20 billion or something like that. It was a very controversial.
I don't know the price tag, but I know that the deal went. You know, it's been closed.
It was a very controversial purchase because a lot of folks are still not sure what the connection is between eBay and Skype, but we shall see. But I will tell you that we're using it, and it's working like a charm so far.
Wonderful. Sounds great.
That's some new technology. Okay, Barbara, you're our tax expert, and that's what you got on your mind today, isn't it?
Well, we have some good news. So good news is always worth hearing.
On
May 17th, the president signed into law a new tax bill, the Tax Increase Prevention and Reconciliation Act of 2005. And the reason they call it 2005 is it's sort of like a hangover from last year.
Uh-huh.
So they finally got it done. And it's pretty helpful to small business owners in a few ways, but helpful enough. The higher expensing limit, the ability to deduct immediately the cost of equipment that you buy, rather than having to depreciate it over a number of years. They've extended the higher limits for another 2 years. So it was supposed to expire.
Section 179, right?
That's right. It's a Section 179 deduction, which this year is $108,000. So it's going to continue to be adjusted annually for inflation. And as I said, they've extended it for two more years.
Which is through 2009?
Correct.
10.
Through 2009.
All right.
So that's
good
a
news,
really good
it?
Thing.
That Barbara, you know, the reason I'm so excited about that, just to put this into application form, out of where the rubber meets the road, this is really incented small business owners to upgrade their technology, to buy new software, to buy new hardware. This is not about buying. I mean, okay, yeah, there are a lot of trucks have been bought and a lot of desks and things like that, but primarily, Barbara, I'm convinced that the capital purchases that have been made to take advantage of this accelerated depreciation, which is basically what it is. It's not a credit, folks. It's an accelerated depreciation. This has helped companies to upgrade their technologies and to help them to become more successful and more competitive in the 21st century. And Barbara, that's a good thing for everybody, isn't it?
Well, I think many economists would agree with you that this.
Well,
this is,
I've even heard some.
This is one of the reasons why the economy is doing as well as it is.
I've even heard some liberal economists say that they just can't deny that the tax breaks that we've gotten in the last 3 or 4 years have been good for the economy.
Well, I think so. And toward that end, one of the other things that the new law did was to extend the capital gains break so that the low capital gains rate that applies to long-term
right.
capital gains and qualified dividends will continue also for another two extra years.
At 15%.
fit the maximum of 15% for through 2010.
Through 2010?
Yeah. It had been set to expire at the end of 2008, and now it's going to go through 2010.
And that's also not only capital gains, but dividends as well, right?
Qualified dividends, yep.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference in a qualified and unqualified dividend?
Well, you have to own the stock for at least 61 days out of a 121-day period that starts 60 days before the ex-dividend date. Basically, if you've been holding the stock for a while, that's fine. It's going to be qualified. But
typically,
that's one of the things, and it has to be. There are some other things because certain dividends are not qualified, and certain preferred share dividends are not qualified. So
that's where you need the help of a professional like Barbara Weltman.
To keep you in the
clear. Barbara, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to pay a few bills right after these messages. We got some more issues to discuss with our good friend Barbara Weltman. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Bit of Steely Dan for you there. Great American rock band, Steely Dan. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. And Barbara, one of the things I'd like to do is take up, we're talking about some of the tax issues that have been recently extended, some of the good news that we got in 2003 that's now been extended a couple of more years. Barbara, I'd like to stop for a moment and just say thank you to some people who have been on this show for a long, long time, who did an awful lot to help lobby and work hard for you to be able to make this kind of an announcement on the show. And that's the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, Karen Kerrigan, Ray Keating, that bunch.
Absolutely.
The National Federation, these are all friends of yours as well. Mm-hmm. The National Federation of Independent Business, Giovanni Cortolo over at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. These are groups, folks, who have worked hard to, frankly, just to get any kind of an accelerated depreciation for small businesses. Barbara, you and I remember when there was nothing, and then we had $25,000 may have been the first number that we could deduct, and then next thing you knew it was moving up, and all of a sudden it was $100,000.
Yeah, in 2003. Started lower than 25, and then it went up. 25 was the leap.
Right, exactly.
It started lower, and
I couldn't remember. And then, but the point is, though, is I guess what I'm getting at, Barbara, is whenever I talk to my audience about becoming part of an organization by giving $100 a year donation or something like that to a group like the SBE Council, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, or the NFIB, or some of those organizations, or joining your local chamber to let the work that they do roll up on a national level. All of the aggregation of all of those 100 to 200 buck donations and contributions, investments in these organizations, all of that pays the payroll for people who go over on Capitol Hill and say, hey, small business owners need a break, and it gets us access. And so I just encourage people not to be afraid to be generous with your and to be more intentional with your associations like the ones that I just mentioned, Barbara. I'll get your thoughts now.
Those are really good associations.
And I know you work with them as well. So folks, that's Barbara, I think a lot of people think, well, wow, wasn't that nice? Santa Claus dropped this new deduction on us. It has nothing to do with Santa Claus, folks. It has to do with a lot of hard work, doesn't it, Barbara?
It does, and there's a lot more hard work to go. I mean,
still
is
a lot to come.
Start, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. So we heard about the extension of the increase of the Section 179 deductions. Also, you told us about the extension of the dividends and the capital gains. Another thing that's going to be coming up, I hope, in the month of June, Joan. I'm sorry, Barbara. Is the extension of the death tax, the extension of that, or maybe even the abolition of the death tax?
Well, that's one of the things that Congress may take up, is to repeal the federal estate tax. But I wouldn't hold my breath right now, because there's so much on the table.
That actually was slated to be discussed in May, and it didn't get done.
Yeah, well, a lot of things. Many extender provisions, many tax rules expired at the end of 2005 or will expire in 2006, such as tax credits for hiring certain economically disadvantaged workers. That expired, and the research credit expired, and all of those things are supposed to be extended, and Congress keeps promising that it will be done. It will be done, but so far it hasn't happened.
Those actually stopped then, huh?
They stopped at the end of 2005, yeah. But Congress has promised to extend them retroactively. So, in other words, that they would continue as if they hadn't expired. But it could be August till we know. I don't know.
Right. What about the alternative minimum tax?
Another break that was in the bill that just got signed. And what it does is it increases, just for 1 year, for 2006 only, the exemption amounts for individuals. So business owners of pass-through entities, sole proprietors, who report the business income on their personal returns, may get a break from this law. But again, it's only a temporary fix. It's only a patch. It really doesn't address the big problems of the AMT.
You know, after a while, Barbara, and I've said this on the show before, after a while, wouldn't you think that the members of Congress would start to get embarrassed about the way they're conducting themselves up there?
You'd think, but the problem, it's a question of numbers, and it's just too expensive to repeat. Even though the tax reform proposals that came out in the fall, there were two from under the President's Advisory Council on what to do about the income tax, and both proposals said repeal the AMT. But they can't, because it just raises too much revenue.
Well, they could be offsetting that revenue with the new revenue that the increased collections that they've been getting, because the economy is doing well and because they lowered taxes and it made small business owners more productive and we're now paying in more taxes. They could be offsetting it with that if they weren't spending so much money, Barbara.
Well, that's it. That's the other side of the equation. It's a spending question, too.
Well, they don't have a revenue problem. They got a spending problem, don't they?
I would say that it's probably both sides. That both sides could use attention.
But according to the numbers that I see, Barbara, they've got a record receipts of tax revenue.
They sure do.
We need a president to start vetoing some spending bills, is what we need him to do. It's 10 till. We're going to be right back when we come back. Barbara's going to be talking a little bit about eBay. She's an expert in that, too. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Barbara Weltman is our guest. Barbara, give us your website, please.
BarbaraWeltman.com.
And that's where they can find all your books, all your tax books. You've got a small business book there. What's the title of that one again?
A Small Business Survival Book.
There you go. And also all the J.K. Lasser books.
And the Idiot's Guide books and my newsletter.
Yep,
they can get a new idea for your business every day.
Every day, and a tax tip too, right?
Well, sometimes they're tax tips.
Yeah, but you've got a tax tip over on what's your tax website too?
Everything's been rolled together.
Oh, you saw Barbara Weltman. Okay, good deal. All right, well, I didn't know that. BarbaraWeltman.com, check that out. And also your eBay book is there.
That's correct.
Tell us about that one.
The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting an eBay Business.
Now, in 3 weeks, you're going to the eBay conference?
The eBay Live convention in Las Vegas, and I'm going to be a speaker there. I'm going to be talking about, hobby versus business for your eBay activities.
Well, give us a little taste of what you're going to tell that group, in case we don't get to go.
Well, it's going to cover what you can do to make sure that you're treated as a business, so that you can take advantage of tax breaks. I mean, if you're running an eBay, if you're buying and selling on eBay frequently, you may be actually in business and don't even know it. So here's what to do to make the most of it.
Or you may be operating it as a hobby and trying to deduct it, and the IRS may come back and say no.
Well, that's it. So I want people to avoid problems. So that's we're going.
How do we distinguish?
Well, there's no bright line. There's no dollar amount that you have to earn to make you. It's just to make you into a business. It's really how you conduct your activities, to run your activities in a business-like way, and have an expectation of making a profit. And those are the tips that I'm going to provide on how to do it.
Well, what are some of the things that we need to do to show ourselves as a going concern rather than just a hobby? What would be an example of
well, one of the key things is just, keep good books and records. People who are running hobbies are very casual about these kinds of things, but when you're in business, you're required to keep books and records. So,
what about not commingling the money, your money and the company money?
Yeah, absolutely. Money. Have a separate bank account, have a separate credit card.
Right. And buy things, when you buy things for the business, pay for them with business stuff. When you buy things for yourself, use your own personal stuff. And when you need to spend money on yourself, don't use it out of the credit card. I mean, out of the company check.
No, keep things separate.
Pay yourself a salary or whatever. Just keep them separate.
Absolutely.
Act like it was. The best advice I give people, folks, Barbara, to folks is to act like you're an employee of your own company. When you're an employee, you can't go take money out of the cash register.
You're absolutely right.
So, all right. Well, what are some other things? What else are you going to be doing out in Las Vegas at eBay?
Well, I'm going to be also working with a company called Biz Filings, and I'm going to be at their table and helping people figure out how they should organize their business from a legal perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Incorporate or form a limited liability company, and when they should do that, and what's entailed, and what that means.
Is that one of the biggest legal quandaries that businesses have, is to know when to incorporate?
Oh, sure. Because you hear a lot of things, you don't really know what's real advice and what's just hype. And so I help people sort of separate the fact from fiction.
One of the things that I tell people when they ask me that, Barbara, is here's one indicator. If you're starting to enter into contracts, you need to be incorporated. What do you think?
If that's a good thing. If you're going to have employees, you probably want to be incorporated or have a limited liability company. There are a lot of reasons. Also, just to sort of establish yourself. People would rather do business with a company than an individual in many cases, because they know the company has taken those steps and will probably be around if there are problems.
That differentiates you from being a somebody who's thinking about being in business and a real company that is in business. Well
right.
said, Barbara. Give us your website again, please.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
Barbara, thank you for being here, and we're looking forward to getting a report on how things went on the eBay conference.
Oh, great. I'll be back.
All right. Thanks, Barbara. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from my vacation over the Internet, over Skype. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.